Hare Krishna. Life is like a movie. We don't have to watch it constantly. When we are in a movie theater, or when we are at our home also watching a movie, and if the movie takes a nasty turn, it's a horror movie, we turn our eyes away from it, we may close our eyes, or if the movie story doesn't interest us, then we just walk out of the theater, or we may turn off the TV. So now, can we do something similar with life? You may say, hey, things are happening to me. If I have lost my job, if I have got a disease, how can you call it a movie? And what do you mean turning it off? The point is, the movie as a show, even when we turn it on the channel it is going on. Even if we walk out, it is going on in the theater. But what has changed is, whether we are consumed by the movie. We stop letting ourselves be consumed by the movie. We don't let our consciousness get caught in the movie. So similarly, when we say life is like a movie, what that implies is that things are going to happen, but we don't have to let our consciousness get consumed by those things. To the extent we think that we have to watch the movie, that means to the extent we think that, that we need to be able to control everything in life around us. To that extent, we will subject ourselves to anxiety and misery. But if we can withdraw our consciousness from the world, because the world's events often agitate us, and if we are constantly if our consciousness is caught in the worldly events, then we will always be restless. But when we have somewhere else to focus our consciousness, then we can deal with, then we can get strength and rejuvenation and perspective over there. And that elsewhere, where we can invest our consciousness, is in our spiritual core. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about our spiritual identity and urges us to rest our self-conception in the reality of our spiritual identity. And with that, na prahrishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya cha priyam, sirabuddhir asammoodho brahma vid brahma nisthitaha. So na prahrishet priyam prapya, that whatever good happens, a person doesn't delight too much in that. And no dvijet prapya cha priyam. And when something wrong happens, one doesn't get too dejected by that. Sthirabuddhi asammoodho. One is sthirabuddhi, one is study intelligence. Asammoodho. By being undeluded. Brahma vid brahma nisthitaha. As an undeluded person is knower of spiritual reality, and not only the knower of spiritual reality, but is also situated in spiritual reality. And in that way, and what this means is, the turning off the movie or not watching the movie, this is, Krishna is saying, it has two aspects to it. That one is not getting too elated when there is pleasure, because if we get too excited or elated when there is pleasure, then that also means that we are investing our consciousness in material reality. And the more we invest our consciousness in the material reality, the more it gets entangled in it. And then when there is distress, we cannot draw it out so easily. So if we avoid both the elation amidst joy, amidst positive things, and dejection amidst negative things, then we are as if training ourselves, making a habit of tuning off the movie periodically. So sadhana, if we do a spiritual sadhana properly, we invest our consciousness in God through the chanting of the holy names, through the study of scriptures, and then that investment ensures that we don't get too negatively affected, devastated when negative things happen in life. We become situated, sthirabuddhirasammoodho brahma vid brahma nisthita. With our intelligence fixed in spiritual reality, we can avoid getting unduly affected. And that way, when we don't constantly watch the movie, when we withdraw from the movie, then from with that distance and perspective that we get by re-experiencing our spiritual connection through meditation, by that we can actually better deal with life's events. We understand that we can play our role better, we can respond better, and thus be more effective in our lives. Thank you. Hare Krishna.